Imagine Poor House in Chicago's famous Hotel Sherman. It's time now for your family to join the millions of families from coast to coast and listen to America's favorite, The Breakfast Club. And now, pinch hitting for your Toastmaster, Don McNeil, here is the boss man of America's original amateur hour, Ted Mack.
Good morning, Breakfast Lovers. Good morning to you. We got up bright and early just to howl to you. It's first call to breakfast for all of you out there.
America, wake the Breakfast Club.
For me to be the craziest place in the nation. This is Ted Mack sitting in with you around the breakfast table while Don McNeil's taking a little vacation. I see the usual people around. Our two fine singers, Carol Richards and Dick Noel, are around. Eddie Ballantyne and his band are around. Cliff Peterson's around. Sam? Well, Sam, I guess, is about the roundest of all. But he's here and he's in fine fettle today. And now let's find out from the little round man who else is around. Sam?
All righty. Well, we have the National Association of Accountants are here today. Go on, you can applaud yourself. And we have the Pure Oil Dealers. They're here. They got here oily to get gassed up. We have the 4-H'ers from Bonfield. And a bunch of assorted people and the R-E-S-M-A. That's rabbits, elephants, snakes, mice, and ants.
Oh. No. Huh? Railroad Electric Supply Men's Association.
Oh, I was close.
On the right track.
That's who was here.
Track.
Sam, I've noticed some of the cards here that the folks have made out as they came in. I think perhaps you'd be the best qualified to answer. One here is directed to Eddie Ballantyne. It says, why doesn't Eddie Ballantyne play more solos as he used to do?
Oh, the finance company took it back.
Finance company took the horn
the back.
Well,
that takes
care of that. No, sir, he's got
a brand new one.
No, no.
Well, will you listen to that?
Hey, ask a question, huh?
You know something? I didn't recognize Eddie's handwriting on this card. here's another one. It says, now that I've seen Don McNeil, I can go back to bed. Well, if you'd known I was here, you'd stayed in bed, I suppose. But what do we got coming? Yesterday, we announced for the first time that reproductions of the Ben Stahl painting, which depicts the moment of silent prayer, would be available to you Breakfast Clubbers. Those who saw the painting unveiled here on Monday morning will tell you it's the most beautiful thing and most inspiring. The actual painting will be on display all this week in the Chicago Association of Commerce, Dearborn Street display windows of the Inland Steel Building in Chicago. That's at Dearborn and Monroe Streets. Next week, the painting will go to the engravers and the printers. I know that Don McNeil has had literally hundreds of letters asking about copies, and I'm certainly one who wants one for my home. I'm sure every loyal Breakfast Clubber will want one, too. They'll be printed on fine paper, about 10 by 20 and a half inches in size, and be sent out in the sturdy mailing tubes. Now, since only a limited number will be made, I urge you to send for yours right away. Better send today. Just put $1 in an envelope, include your name and address, send it to Don McNeil, Box 00, Chicago, Illinois. Full-color reproduction of Ben Stahl's inspiring painting, which depicts the moment of silent prayer. And Don assures that all proceeds beyond the actual cost will be devoted to a very, very worthy cause. And he'll tell you about that later. You send $1 to Don McNeil, Box 00, Chicago, Illinois. Thank you very much. Now let's meet some more of our Breakfast Clubbers this morning. Here's a very intriguing one from Betty Diefenbach. Betty Diefenbach, will you step front and center? She says she's a schoolgirl. She's from Illinois. I don't know the city. What city are you from, Betty?
Hersher.
Uh-huh. Am I reading this right? It says I would like to put Sam to an idiot test.
Yes,
uh-huh. Uh-huh. Sam, do you think you can make it?
I don't know. We'll try. Let's see what it is here. What is this idiot test now?
I'd like to ask you two questions.
All right.
First, put your fingers up.
My fingers up?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're not an idiot yet. All right, now.
No, but I'm working at it.
All right, now. We'll pretend. Here's America. There's the borderline. And there's Mexico. Now,
wait, you're making marks on your hand there. Do that again now.
Here's America.
Yeah.
There's a borderline between America and Mexico.
Yeah.
And now, if a plane crashed on the borderline, where would the survivors be buried?
In the ground.
You don't bury survivors. You're one half
an
idiot.
Oh, goody. I'm one half an idiot already. All right.
I flunked it way back.
What plateau am I on now? That's all?
Yes.
Well, that's good. I've graduated. I'm only a half an idiot. Thank you.
Eddie.
Oh, this is my
Eddie
day.
Valentine. Yeah. What is this notation here about the state medley? What does that mean?
Well, I'll tell you, in the past, we've been doing state medleys for all the states in the Union, and we're now up to about 34. And as we get further and further along, less and less numbers seem to be available, but we're still going strong.
Do you identify this before you play it, or must we guess?
No, we're doing Maryland, My Maryland, and the Tennessee Waltz, also Massachusetts, and Louisiana Hayride.
Maybe some of the folks up in the Berkshires will be listening.
Yeah. I hear the distant thunder hum, Maryland, my Maryland. The old line bugle, pipe and drum, Maryland, my
to thine own heroic throng that stalks with liberty along.
And ring thy dauntless slogan song, Maryland, my Maryland.
I was waltzing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz, when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my darling, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my true love from me.
Porter yells,
Massachusetts,
I'll be there with bells,
Massachusetts,
homesick as can be,
Massachusetts,
only place for me,
Massachusetts,
I've got a special thing with that New England state. How my heart will knock,
Massachusetts,
to see Plymouth rock,
Massachusetts,
want to roam around,
Massachusetts,
in that Tucker town,
Massachusetts,
spread the news around, I'm Massachusetts bound.
Get going, Louisiana hayride, get going, we all is ready. Start stomping, Louisiana hayride, no use for calling to roll.
Oh, I like that sport, the sitting in the hay, loving it the way, ho, ho.
Oh, the time is short, crack your little whip, get your little ship to go.
Start stomping, Louisiana hayride, no fooling, we all is happy. Get going, Louisiana hayride, no use for calling.
Now let's meet this young lady, Claudette McKay. Claudette McKay. She has a question for Sam. Come right up here, Claudette. Claudette's from Kankakee. Let's give her a round of applause. Claudette, suppose you ask Sam the question you wrote on the card about your father shaving in the morning.
My father shaves in the morning, and I don't get a chance to kiss him because he eats his breakfast after he goes to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to know what I should do about it.
What?
Well, your father shaves in the morning, and she can't kiss him. Gee, why don't you kiss the man next door?
He lives too far away.
Uh-huh.
He lives too far away?
You thought of that.
I got a better idea. Why don't you kiss me?
Uh-huh. Carol,
mm-hmm.
How about a nice song for us? This is a very special day. Isn't that the one up for
mm-hmm,
today?
This is it.
Okay.
This is a very special day. The breeze took the clouds all away. It swept the sky like a broom and got ready for a very special day. This is a very special time. Show me a hill I can climb. Give me a mountain to move, and I'll prove that it's a very special day. I woke up early this morning with gloom on my head. Had a big feeling to climb back in bed. Then I looked.
Day. Now let's meet Dick Noel and the group with Hymn Time, starting with Little Brown Church in the Vale.
There's a church in the valley by the wildwood, no lovelier place in the dale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale.
Oh, come, 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 come.
Come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the dale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale.
And now it's time for our moment of silent prayer, when Don asks you to join him as I do now, each in his own words, each in his own way, for a world united in peace. Bow your heads and let us pray. Amen. Well, now it's memory time. I have some amusing little things here titled Thoughts While Strolling. One says, many an argument is sound, just sound. Evening is that period when people do the craziest things to keep from going to bed. The life of a bill collector is not so unpleasant. Almost everybody asks him to call again. The fellow who slaps you on the back may be trying to make you cough up something. No matter whether you're on the road or in an argument, when you see red, stop. There are two periods in life when a man doesn't understand a woman. Before marriage and after marriage. One must have pepper in his makeup to be worth his salt. When a little bird tells you something, don't repeat it until you find out whether or not the little bird is a cuckoo.
Tra-la-la, tra-la-dee-dee-dee. peace and goodwill.
You're welcome
as the flowers on
Mockingbird, Mockingbird Hill.
Let us meet Mrs. Ann Light from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Ann Light. Right here in the front row.
Right in the front row. Well, Sam, Mrs. Yeah. Ann Light is a housewife.
Housekeeper? She's a light housekeeper then, huh?
Yeah.
Yak, yak, yak. She has an interesting experience. She says every time she comes to Chicago, her feet get uncomfortable and she has to buy new shoes. Her
I husband have them on right now. Mm-hmm. See my blisters?
Those are shoes?
Yeah,
gee. She says her husband doesn't believe her, though, really.
He thinks it's a racket on my part to get new shoes.
She wants to know what we put in the concrete here.
You can't plant it very good. I think it is a racket with women when they go on vacations. That's the way my wife always does.
That's a terrible thing to say.
Don't you do that?
No, I very frequently get sore feet when I travel, and I buy new shoes, but it certainly isn't
Yeah, but you travel in a car.
Well, that's the hard way.
No, when you go on a vacation, don't you like to buy things in a strange city and everything? My wife does.
Well, yes, but if I really just want to buy them, why, just like all women, I'm very honest and say, now, darling, I want to buy something. And he says, all right. Darling, go right ahead. But if I say I have sore feet, I need new shoes, I mean it.
Oh. When you go into a town, do you read the want ads, really, the for sale things?
Do you know what I read when I go into a strange town?
No.
Real estate ads.
Uh-huh.
Even though I may never go back to that town again.
Just looking.
I must be suffering from insecurity. I read the want ads.
You do, huh?
I look for all the exit signs, because you never can tell what you're all about. Get away.
Oh, that is wonderful. May I read a little letter that we received here? You really get fan me in a hurry around here. It says, Dear Mr. Mack, I watch you on the Amateur Hour, and I'm certainly glad to hear you on my favorite radio program, The Don McNeil Show. They always are talking about married life, so I'd like to tell you my formula for success. When I first got married to my wife, we made a pact, and I said any time the argument started to get a little bit too hot, I would go outside and take a walk around the block. Well, that was 35 years ago today, and I want to tell you I'm the healthiest man in town. Yes, sir, it's March time around the old breakfast table, so why don't you drop everything, unless you're doing the dishes, and step along with us. Here we go to the Polka March. Everybody march. Anything like this. Sam, now sit down and keep them knocking the building down, will you?
For all the little kiddies who were marching. Sit down!
Carol and Dick, let's suppose you go to work again. There's a good arrangement, I think, on Don't You Remember Me. Eddie?
Memory brings back a picture complete.
card here that says I have no funny experiences to relate, but could I please stand up during the show? I've been on the bus so long. Maybe that's the reason, huh? Alice Williams, a schoolgirl from Barfield, Illinois. There's Alice Williams. Everyone, give her a nice round of applause. There you are. Stand up and have a nice stretch. Got a little poem from a nice young lady who signs herself an 11-year-old teenager. That's a good trick if you can do it, huh?
Fine.
Says, I love to use a dial phone. With me, it seldom fails. I never get my number, but it manicures my nails. That's what I call very cuticle. Huh?
She'll never be a teenager.
is Marilyn Seaton. Marilyn Seaton from Abilene, Kansas. Will you stand up, Miss Seaton? Miss Seaton is a secretary, and she has an interesting message in the form of a little poem. Something about her mother cooked for Ike and baked Mamie's birthday cake.
That's
tell us
right.
about that. Well, tell
yes.
us about it.
Well, I think she can tell it better than I can.
Well, is that your mother?
Right. Right? Oh, Marilyn, you tell her. She says, oh, no,
on.
You tell her. Now. Oh, you tell
well,
her.
You tell part right. of it. This is Marilyn's mama.
Well, I have done catering and cooking in Abilene, Kansas for quite a number of years. And on his homecoming, I prepared and helped serve to him a Dutch lunch. And then after he was president, I cooked the food, which they said in all the papers it was taken out of the icebox just that morning. And I'd been 2 days cooking it. And at that time, and then the last time that they were in Abilene, I baked Mamie's birthday cake. And they've wanted me to tell this for years, to send it in to... I've got a secret. She not only baked her birthday cake, but she took the plate home with her.
Well, good, good, good. You can see she liked, she wanted to get the very last crumb. A round of applause for the folks in Abilene. Mm-hmm. Karen Sturr wants the fact that your program has been on the air for 25 years represents something. I have no interesting experiences to relate about the Breakfast Club, but I would like very much to hear the song about the chemise dress. Sam, what's the title of that song?
Oh, that's one, the tune that I scribbled out called Take Back the Sack.
Yeah. I'd like to hear that.
Dick can sing it for us.
Really?
Yeah, he has a good voice. He uses it for things like this, too.
Karen, you heard it on the Breakfast Club?
No, my mother told me about it. I was in school at the time, but she told me about it, and I'd like to hear it.
Uh-huh. You sit right here.
All right.
Watch Dick.
Sit down. Be sure you're seated comfortably.
Yeah. Steady, girl.
Well, I'd gladly take you back if you didn't have that sack. I'd beg you on my knees if you didn't have that chemise. It wasn't very long ago that we were going steady. But with that balloon, you'll reach the moon, 'cause it sure looks like you're ready. And now you've bought that look, you certainly have been took. Please hang it back on the rack. All this look could wreck a nation. All that's left is imagination. You look better with a belt in the back. Well, I'd gladly take you back if you didn't have that sack. I'd beg you on my knees if you didn't have that chemise. When you walk down the avenue, most everybody snickers. Oh, that new mess you call a dress looks like Bobby Jones' old knickers. You made me feel so sad, 'cause you look just like my dad. Please go and never come back. Although my means are meager, and I'm just an Ivy Leaguer, bring the cheesecake back. Let's all sack the sack on the rack. Sack the sack. Take it back.
Dan, you're a genius. You're a genius. Well, that does it for today. We've enjoyed visiting with all you Breakfast Clubbers, and we hope you'll be with us again tomorrow, same time. Till then, this is Ted Mack speaking for Don McNeil and the whole gang, saying so long and be good to your neighbor.
Don McNeil's Breakfast Club has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.